game over for BuzzFeed. I know we haven't talked about BuzzFeed in a while, but it just got sold at a fire sale price to Byron Allen. And Byron Allen is a media mogul who is actually going to be taking over Stephen Colbert's spot with just some like generic comedy show or something. They're not even going to replace Colbert. They're just going to do comedy. And apparently he's looking to go after stars next, but he got BuzzFeed for a fraction of what it was valued at. They wanted
still overpaid.
Oh, he's still overpaid for it. But,
sorry, not worth it.
They wanted, it was valued at $1.7 billion, and he bought it for $120 million. So, again.
I mean, the name's worth it, though.
But is still, it?
I think so. I think that people know the name, that it would, not that they think it's anything serious news, like it never was.
No.
But they know the name enough, I think, that the name has some value, depending on how you use it.
Well, I know that they had, and I think they sold Hot Ones, and they had Tasty and some other stuff. But, like, we've been covering BuzzFeed, and just its meteoric rise and crash to earth. This is the company that thought it would be smart to go public, and they ran into the wood chipper as soon as they went public because people realized that these websites are worthless. They're absolutely worthless.
We said
worthless.
Going public was the stupidest idea ever, and they did it.
Yeah. They did it anyway, and they destroyed this company in record time. And this business model just doesn't work anymore, so I don't know what he's going to do with it. We're going to read the article and see what he's planning to do with it. But, yeah, they're talking – it was a shocking last-minute Hail Mary fire sale price. And I think we're going to see a lot of other media outlets from that era of millennial media from the 2010s. They're going to sell off dirt cheap too because it's just – the money's just not there.
All you're paying for is like whatever they have set up in a name.
That's pretty much.
What you pay for infrastructure in a name.
So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And this episode is made possible by our reefers out at more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for less than the cost of a super chat, you can join the Reef and get exclusive content every month. So thank you so much for that. Thank you to the reefers. Maybe BuzzFeed should have had some reefers or something. They're smoking reefer if they thought they were going to sell this thing.
I still think you ever paid my personal opinion.
Oh, my God. BuzzFeed's fire sale to Byron Allen marks the end of an era from Business Insider. So they're like, it's game over for BuzzFeed. They said, go back in time to 2016. BuzzFeed, Vice Media, and Vox Media are supposed to be the future of media. Now back to the present. Vice filed for Chapter 11. Vox is breaking up, and BuzzFeed just sold itself for a fraction of its former value. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, many of the companies the digital upstarts were supposed to replace, big publishers and TV companies are still here.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though, too. You have to remember Google's made some changes to search engine and stuff, so that a lot of places aren't being found like it used to be. And the ones who I think are paying, you know, the money get to stay found. And the ones that would be like the big entertainment sites that have more money.
Yeah. And that's just it. And they all thought they were going to replace legacy media, and legacy media is still here, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. It said March, the digital publisher told investors it was running out of money just now. It was looking for strategic options. On Monday, it announced the option it settled on. It will sell a majority stake to the media entrepreneur Byron Allen for $120 million.
Okay, so he doesn't even get the whole thing. He just gets the majority stake. You overpaid, dude.
We could talk about the deal slated to close later this month in a minute. Okay. So they said, first, the requisite big picture.
Oh, we don't care about the big picture. We know the big picture. A decade ago, you guys are big deals. You aren't now.
And now they're not.
Yeah. I mean, they all need to go over that again. We all get that.
But this is what we talked about. They said investors, including big media companies like Comcast, Disney, and Fox, love the concept of the new media. They value these companies like high-flying tech startups. Vox was worth $1 billion. BuzzFeed was $1.7 billion. Vice was theoretically worth $5.7 billion. And I know Disney lost like $500 million investing in, I think it was Vox.
And it was one of the Vs.
One of the Vs. And they said Facebook turned out to be more of a competitor than a partner. Digital advertising turned out to be a very difficult business, and investors lost their taste for the whole sector. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facebook, how BuzzFeed worked, it was like how a lot of these websites worked, is that Facebook drove traffic to the websites, and then we had ads slathered all over those websites. and it doesn't work like that anymore. And Facebook actually penalizes you if you try to send traffic to websites. And then Google, it's the same thing. Google used to drive traffic, and then Google decided it wanted to be a publisher. So
they wanted their AI to scrape everybody's site, so you have to look at their AI snippets before you even bother. And most people just stop there.
They just stop there. They're not going to, they're going to be like, I just wanted an answer to this thing. I got this answer. Google gave it to me. I'm never going to your website. All these websites are going to crater. We're going to see a lot more of them crater. I just talked about a week or so ago that Newsarama is like done. Like it got rolled into this video game website, and so many of these video game websites are going to collapse too. Mm-hmm. It's over. They said all these former high-flying publishers went through multiple rounds of layoffs. Vice filed for bankruptcy protection. Vox seems close to selling off itself in parts. And even James Murdoch's Lupa System seems likely to buy Vox's podcast network. And the magazine BuzzFeed, which spent part of 2024 fending off a hostile takeover from Vivek Ramaswamy. I forgot about that. A former Republican presidential candidate is waving the white flag, too. So why is Byron Allen buying it? You got me. In the press release.
I don't understand it either.
They don't even know why. They're like, why? He said, he wanted to buy Paramount too. Remember that. He said, you got me. In the press release announcing the deal, Allen says he wants to build on the iconic foundation of BuzzFeed and the Huffington Post. That's right. They had to merge in the Huffington Post by expanding into free streaming video, audio, and user generated content. Which, what? So what are they going to do? Like turn it into Reddit or something?
That's what it sounds like. I mean, why is everybody doing this? Disney's and everybody else is doing that too. Because they think they're all going to be YouTube, but they're missing out on what actually made YouTube YouTube.
Oh, that's what he wants. Yeah, Alan says, with the power of AI, BuzzFeed is officially chasing YouTube to become another premier free video streaming service.
Okay, but here's the kicker.
What?
People aren't going to go do content for you unless you give them something. You have to have the money to pay the creators. If you can pay the creators better than YouTube and you can pull them away, then by all means, you might have something there. But they also, Google also has most of the ad network. So yes, it's going to be very unlikely that that's going to work.
Well, you can pay people and you can come up with some kind of new crypto called like BuzzBucks. The BuzzBucks are actually worth more than BuzzFeed stock. And yeah, you get paid in BuzzBucks.
Okay.
But they said, yeah, Alan's going to be programming the late night replacement for Stephen Colbert's departure for at least a year. So that we don't even know if they're going to continue the late show at that point. So he doesn't own Paramount. He can at least say he's got some shows on the company's broadcast network. What about the deal? They're confused. They don't even understand. This doesn't make any sense. They said the headline price is $120 million for 52% of the company's shares.
Overpaid.
But that really means $20 million cash up front, plus a promise to pay another $100 million plus interest in 5 years. Well, that must be nice.
I mean, okay, he overpaid, but that's actually a pretty good setup. What if I promise I'll pay it. Does he actually have to pay it?
Yeah, well, the company went bankrupt. I went bankrupt, and now I don't have to pay it. Oopsie-doopsie, nobody's getting paid. Whether that's a good deal or not depends on your perspective. Prior to Monday's announcement, BuzzFeed's market cap was less than $30 million, which suggests that Alan is paying 10 times more for BuzzFeed.
Right, I said he overpaid. Told you.
So, okay, so just wrap your head around this. BuzzFeed was valued at $1.7 billion at one point in time, and now it's worth $30
million. I don't believe it was ever the $1.7 billion was accurate either.
I don't think it's worth 30.
I said he's overpaying, and now they're saying it's only worth $30 million, but he's going to pay $120 million, but only $20 million up front, and then $100 over the next 5 years, which means $20 million a year. For 5 years after that, why? And then the next thing is it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be like you repo your car. You're just like, oh, I decided I don't want it anymore. You know, I don't have to pay anymore. You're just going to repo it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
They're just like, yeah, they said it was a fire sale price. They said that couple that with March's going concern note, a flashing red light telling investors there's substantial doubt it could even last another year. And you end up with this fire sale price, and you're like, can he turn it around? I guess they don't even know what to make of it. They're like, sure, I guess.
So it's only valued at $30 million. He paid $20 million so far. He hasn't paid the other $100 million. So I don't know why they're leading. Well, I guess because he agreed to it, but I don't know why they keep leading with it's $120 million, but it isn't.
It's $20 million
base. And why would you pay $120 million? This is like that GameStop guy trying to buy eBay.
Well, okay, yeah, about that, though, I'm not the only one who thinks he's up to something. I just saw the New York Post.
Oh, he
has
to be up to something because it makes no sense.
Maybe he can get the GameStop buy to buy BuzzFeed. It can be like, you know, Buzz Stop or something. Game Buzz. I don't know. I don't understand. Why would you buy BuzzFeed, pay that much money for it, and be like, we're going to turn BuzzFeed into a YouTube competitor when there's been no indication, because they put content on YouTube, but they don't have a platform or anything.
No, we have to build it out. Like, you'd have to build it out.
That's expensive.
And you'd have to, you get people to come over there, but you'd have to pay people, because no one's going to do content for free. I'm sorry. They're just not. So you'd have to find a way to get people paid, and it'd have to be, you have to pay. Like, the reason no one else is competing with YouTube is because YouTube has the market locked down as far as the advertising and the fact that they pay better than most.
Yep. So, and I think they're trying to scrape some of us off the bottom of their shoes right now.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Save some money.
But he goes up there and he's given, like, you know, Trevor Noah, who got jack shit views. They're like promoting the hell out of him. And he's just like, meanwhile, other people are being, like, you know, unfairly demonetized and they're still running ads. That means they're taking the money, or they're having their channels deleted and with no explanation. While he brags that 50% of the top YouTube channels are coming from India, where he's sending all kinds of money. I mean, don't even get me started.
So just real quick here. Yeah. Byron Allen's comedy show is going to be very, very inoffensive comedy. It's going to take the very safe. It's going to take the place of Stephen Colbert. And he's like, I like Stephen Colbert. I think he's an American treasure. That being said, you know, I can't wait for my clean cut comedy. He said that it's going to premiere in, it premiered in 2006. So these are old.
That's what they said. It was just going to be old stuff. Yeah, reruns. I knew that. Yes.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Literally just old comedy shows.
We're doing a show with nothing political, racist, sexist, or homophobic, just clean comedy. So it's going to be like...
That's why you had to go back to the early 2000s.
Pretty much, I guess. But actually, back then, it was edgier. I remember the stuff I used to watch on HBO when I was a kid.
And 90s was much harsher than now.
Like Sam Kinison on HBO? Holy shit. You know, Andrew Dice Clay? I mean, those guys were, like, savage. George Carlin? But yeah, we would just be like, okay, so my wife, her cooking is so bad. How bad is it?
How bad is it?
I don't eat it. I give it to the dog.
Why do you hate the dog?
The dog is dead. Did I mention my dog is dead? Yeah. I don't know.
About me.
I'm not talking about you. Your cooking's good. You cook real good.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's actually doing really, really good with Korean food now. You're cooking Korean stuff.
I do.
Like your gimbap. Her gimbap is tasty. Mm-mm-mm. Deep BuzzFeed, I tied all that in. That's how we're going to wrap it up.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this one up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.